Let's go.
Blog Talk Radio.
It's your boy L. Boogie the host. And you know, as usual, on my right I got Zero from Dallas, Texas, North Park, and on my left I always got my man, QLC from LA, California. What's happening, world? What's up, T-Ro? How's it going?
There he is, the man, L. Boogie. It's your boy T-Row. What's going on with you this evening, baby?
Oh, man, just, you know, I'm okay. My Knicks lost yesterday, but, you know, it's always, that was the first game, man. You know, that's what I got to say, right?
That's what I got to say.
Man, we got a lot on the marquee today. It's so hot. We had to start the show off with the show, but the Dougie Fresh. Thank you for that intro, DJ Steph, the producer of the show. Man, it's hype today. Monday, LeBron James, MVP of the National Basketball Association. The semis started yesterday, over the weekend. Kevin Durant, OKC up 1-0. You got the Spurs and the Warriors playing tonight. You got Indiana up 1-0 against my Knicks on the road. They stole one. And then you got tonight LeBron James against the Chicago Bulls. That's the format right now. That's the semis. The streets is talking. What happened yesterday with my Knicks, bro?
I'm gonna say don't be worried about your boy. I think what happened was that the little break that they got from beating the Boston Seas last week, you know, a couple of days off, kind of showed how, you know, by having a couple of days off, you're kind of not all the way in it. You know, Miami had 9 days, and in the first half of the game tonight, it really didn't look like the Miami Heat that should be, you know, really putting the handles on Chicago. So what I'm going to say is that you guys ended the series like you wanted to because you really had to play that game six because you didn't want to have to play a game seven against Boston. And you put all your energy and effort in that game six to close out Boston. And I think that not only were you guys – I'm not going to say that you guys were tired, but I think the momentum – that you guys needed to use against Indiana wasn't fully there. So what I'm going to say is that, yeah, your Knicks lost yesterday, but don't worry about it because what's going to happen is that your boys are going to show up tomorrow and they're going to look like the Knicks that we have seen, you know, play against in the first round against Boston. So, you know, the game was close. It was just that they couldn't get the 50-50 balls. And then the energy wasn't there to match the crowd, how loud the crowd was. And so I'm going to give you guys one more shot at it, and I believe you guys are going to step up and do what you're supposed to do and show Indiana how the series is going to be played. Because, I mean, yeah, Indiana is bigger, but you guys are a lot more smoother and got a lot of comrades on your team that's willing to do whatever it takes to win. So Carmelo's not going to have the nights that he's been having. So, yeah, don't worry about your boy.
In the words of my man DMX,
Here we go again. I don't understand it. Mello, where you at? It's all on, Mello. Ro, I hear you. You know, we have some good, solid, you know, players, but right now, you asked for this. Be careful what you asked for. You wanted to come to New York. You wanted the spotlight. You wanted the pressure. Here it is. And at home, it seems as though you stink up the gym, Mello.
Yeah, but it wasn't all Mello's fault yesterday. Felton, he did all right. Tyson Chandler didn't show up at all. 4 points, 3 rebounds. What kind of shit is that from Tyson Chandler? And then, you know, the only person that I could say kind of helped you yesterday was Iman Shumpert, even though he didn't get as many minutes as he needed to. But, you know, your boys will be all right. Everybody's going to step up to the plate. But as far as putting all the pressure on Mello, I get where you're coming from, El Boogie. I really do. You've been following this kid, and you know, for a long time, from the Denver days now to the New York Knicks days. This is one thing that I know that I talk to you personally about is what's up with Carmelo and why can't he get it done. So, but I'm going to say this. I got Carmelo's back now that he's a Knick and doing what he's doing. So I don't want you to – I know you always say, man, he owes me, he owes the city, you know, but I think he's going to get it done.
Well, like I said, it's only game one, so I'm going to see if he's going to be mature and lift us, you know, to the next round. Don't get it twisted. The Indiana Pacers, I respect my opponent. They have some young guys, some good guys. The only thing I question about the Indiana Pacers is their heart when they play. Maybe, you know, if they beat us, hopefully they don't. Let me knock on wood. But hopefully they do not, you know. But if Indiana does advance, they just, to me, are scared of the Miami Heat. It was evident last year. You woke up a giant. Granted, you got to yelling in LeBron's in the King's face. And after he did that, the series just flipped. It just flipped.
Well, I'm going to say this. Yeah, I'm going to say this. If anybody's going to take Miami to Game 7 and make them work harder than they ever did, it would be Indiana. I can't say New York just yet because, you know, this is the first time New York's been past, you know, in this particular round in a long time. And if they are able to beat Indiana in this series, then I'm going to say that they have a good shot of also taking LeBron them to, you know, a deeper level. Because, I mean, LeBron them are good, and they, you know, they went 27 straight games. But, you know, the playoffs are different, man. And I think that the Knicks can actually match up with the Heat just like Indiana can. Indiana got them boys down low, David West and your big boy, Big Roy Hibbert down there that, you know, they may not make it look pretty, but they get the job done. And if you're able to beast mode on those guys in the paint, then you have an excellent shot of winning any series that you're in if you're an Indiana Pacers fan, you know. So, but I like New York, man. I'm giving New York this series. I think they're going to pull it out. It's just that Indiana is a tougher opponent. You know what I'm saying? It's not an older Boston team. This is a young, athletic team who got guys coming off the bench. DJ Augustine hit 15 points yesterday, and, you know, he's new to the playoffs. You know, this is his second year in a row going to the playoffs. So, he, you know, they got people who can step up who are comfortable in playing their roles and trying to help get the job done because we all know once you see Miami, you cannot have a B game. You got to have an A-plus game all the way through until the first one wins 4 games to win the series. So, your boys are going to be all right. I don't know about Indiana. I don't think those guys, like, that come off the bench, Stevenson, and also Augustine are going to continue to contribute like they did. I think New York has a good chance of winning this series if they can get Tyson Chandler to step up and also get Kevin Martin, the black suit dude, to come up and come off the bench and do what they're supposed to do.
Yeah, I hope so. And Woody has to coach. He has to coach.
and the transition to the next series with KD and Z-Bo, the last word on the Knicks, I'm going to say this. Melo, you still owe. You still owe, Melo.
Boy,
you
Melo,
owe the organization. You owe the city. You owe your Boogie, man. I'm going to say it every time. Every time he has a bad game.
You
owe, man.
Money order, cashier's check. What do you owe? Your cash? What do you got?
Man, the last time we done got out the to the Eastern Conference Finals, I had hair on my head, man.
Yeah, and Patrick Ewing was still suiting up too.
Pat, PE is not walking through those doors, L Boogie. Man,
yeah.
But let's go to the West Coast. You know, let's go to the West Coast, OKC. And Memphis, the Grizzlies. OKC had to work hard for that one at home. They won by one. Ro, let me ask you this. What do you think about Memphis? Do you think that they have a chance to beat OKC?
A chance, yes. Any team has a chance to beat these other teams that are out there playing, that they're facing. But I'm very impressed by what Oklahoma City did. To be able to come back, because it looked for a moment that Memphis had the momentum and they were doing their thing and getting it ready and they were about to take the lead. But somehow, some way, KD, Derek Fisher, Ibaka, all these boys started hitting shots and everything started to change. Oklahoma City got that crowd behind them. KD start pulling up from 35, taking them to the rack. You know what I mean? It was just a lot of good stuff going for Oklahoma City. And if they can pull off these close games, they can win the series because, you know, they have the home court advantage. And that's all they really need in order to beat Memphis. Now, for Memphis to win, they have to play that perfect game every night. Because they almost played perfect last night, but they just let Oklahoma City get away with one that they could have had, well, that they should have had. And so I'm going to say this. If Oklahoma City can maintain, stay focused, because it is hard without Westbrook. We all see that. And without Westbrook, they got to figure out a way how to get the ball moving and they don't have that one person to take the 23, 25 shots to go along with Kevin Durant. So they're going to have to do what they did last night with Reggie Jackson and Steph Alosha to get it all together, man, and help Kevin Durant out so he can score his 30, 35 and continue to win. So I give Memphis a chance, but they just got to play that perfect game every night.
I'm gonna have 2 points on this series. One, you have a good defensive team in the Memphis Grizzlies. Yes, Tayshaun Prince played a hell of a series against the L.A. Clippers. But in this series, not only does he have to guard somebody, he's going to have to score. It's taking a lot out of Tayshaun Prince because he's not really that scorer. So that's where you miss Rudy Gay. They will have a real big chance if they had Rudy. But they go spurts. Droughts, 3 minutes, 4 minutes, when they could be up seven and let a team crawl back in the game when you got a team like OKC. You cannot do that. So they're going to have to get some points more than just 10 or 12 from Tayshaun. He's going to have maybe two monster games, offensively and defensively. And in the words of Mark Jackson would say, Mama, there goes that man, Kevin Durantula. He did the drill. He just came down with the rebound, go full court, stutter step you, get you back on your toes, Tayshaun Prince, who's not a shabby ball player in his own right, and bust him in the eye. And I want to say this, the last point. The general manager for the Oklahoma City Thunder, he can look like a genius if Kevin Martin can keep playing like that. Because he had a nice game, a nice floor game yesterday that helped Durant.
So if we can get Kevin Martin to come off the bench and not be, you know, Hardy Har-Har, but if he can just give us that 20, I think they could be all right. I think they can get to them finals. Win it? No. But get there, maybe.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. Like I mentioned, Oklahoma City has to have that supporting cast to step up. It's just amazing that without Russell Westbrook, how different the games look. Now I really appreciate Russell Westbrook's game because even though we made a big deal about him taking just as many shots as the superstar Kevin Durant, now you see how Oklahoma City operates. Even though they have a good guard in Reggie Jackson, you know, stepping in his place, got the old veteran Derek Fisher over there, it's not the same. This guy makes the team go. And if Kevin Martin can, yes, he's no har, but he has to give us 20, 18, 20, 22, anywhere in between there, man, in order for Oklahoma City to have that comfortability of getting the job done. Because without that, man, it's just a wasted game.
You know who's been a little disappointing to me in the playoffs for Oklahoma City, if you want to say, and I know you might disagree with me, but I've been watching away from the ball and seeing how they play, but my man Serge Ibaka, is he on the middle court? You are missing. Serge, where you at, baby? You're missing. Man, we let Harden go because we might have to sign you, and I don't see you. I know it's tough matchup, Z-Bo down there. It's entertainment. It's the mosh pit down there. You know, you got Perk down there. You got Gasol down there. You got Z-Bo and all these guys. Oh, man, it's entertainment. Are you ready, Ro, as we transition? Are you ready for the Tony Parker, Stephen Curry show?
I can't wait because neither one of those brothers play good defense. They'd be all right to stay in front of you. But, man, hey, 30 and 30 is what I'm calling for each one of those players to score tonight. Steph from outside, Tony from inside. That's all you're going to see tonight pretty much. But, yeah, I can't wait, man. And I got Golden State in that series to let it be known. Streets is talking.
Are you kidding me? You got Golden State? You go with the young gun. You go with Mark Jackson.
I'm going with the young Warriors. I like the head coach, Mark Jackson, who should come out as the coach of the year this year. And I'm going to roll with them young studs. I know San Antonio got all that we need in a real playoff team. But it's just something about Steph Curry and them Golden State Young Warriors that I like and that I'm digging. So I'm picking them to win this series.
See, there you go, man. You're trying to mess up my vibe, man. See, there you go. The streets is talking. Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. Eastern, 347-855-8896. When we come back, we're going to holler a little bit about the fight on Saturday and get to our callers. Get in the asylum. You can get in the asylum anytime. You're with your boy L Boogie, T Rose, Jewel to G. Always produced by DJ Steph. Let's go. boy L Boogie. The streets is talking with my co-host T-Ro and Juelz the G. As usual, you know Juelz might pop up here on assignment. As usual, man, what a great evening, Monday. Give a shout out, my man Mick out there in Cleveland, Ohio, man. I want to give a shout out to my man DB, my man Al, my man Wally, all the 79th posse, man, at Huff Heights. My man Slappy, how you doing, man? I know these guys was watching the fight. I wish I was there with them, but you know I had to slide down to, you know, Las Vegas for Cinco de Mayo. You know what goes on in Vegas stays in Vegas, bro.
Yeah.
So, you know, but I was very intrigued. Got a chance. You know, the streets is always talking, so got a chance to hire a couple people. And, you know, they were very, before the fight and after the fight, comments before and after. Some people were very intrigued and very surprised at how Mayweather didn't respond to the ghost, Robert Guerrero's father, comments and how he was just acting before the pre-fight. You know, a lot of people were saying that, you know, they're very surprised. They thought, you know, Floyd was going to get very flamboyant fight night, which he really didn't. You know, so came out with Lil Weezy off the song No Worries, had his kids in the front row, put a beat on Robert Guerrero. And, bro, what did his daddy say at the end of the fight, bro?
Oh, man, the daddy was wilding out. He was running. He's a woman beater. He was running. Son, don't worry about it. You're going to win. He was running. Man. L Boogie. We all know in this boxing game, if you cannot hit what you cannot see, you're never going to win a fight. And everybody that tries against Floyd, they think that he's running. But it's called defense. The boy's name is not Pretty Boy Floyd for nothing. The boy still goes to the club when the fight is over. Well, some fighters can't do that. And mostly it's his opponent.
And after every fight, most of them are wearing some good-looking sunglasses, aren't they?
Hey, man, look, I don't understand why these guys want to talk all that noise like he was running. Floyd wasn't running. It was just an exhibition of a fight. You know, a lot of people that love to hate Floyd, they want him to be a fighter. They want him to just throw haymakers, you know what I mean? Just throw blow after blow after blow. Don't move. Don't do none of this. No. Floyd is a boxer. He don't have to knock you out. I heard Skip Bayless say that this dude doesn't have knockout power. Now, when I was listening to the fight, Floyd mentioned that he hurt his right hand at some point during the fight. Couldn't tell exactly which round it was, but he ended up hurting his right hand from just the little stuff that he was doing to Robert Guerrero. So that means he fought about four or five rounds with a hurt hand, which we all know, man, you can't. It's hard to box with a hurt hand. It's hard to hit somebody with a hand that hurts. You know what I'm saying? And just to still win the fight, moving and doing everything, bobbing and weaving. You know what I mean? L Boogie, just bobbing and weaving where you can't hit the guy, man. It's just, that's why his record is 44-0.
It was amazing how Robert Guerrero was just trying to hit him and he couldn't hit him. And I was saying, you're the ghost. It looked like money was the ghost. You couldn't hit him.
Yeah, it got so to the point where it almost looked like it was in slow motion and Floyd could see every punch this guy was throwing. And then it got to a point to where the ghost couldn't move or duck or dodge from those punches that Floyd was throwing. I was so entertained, and I'm going to say I was very impressed for Mayweather to actually go to jail, be off for as long as he was off, to come back, work out as hard as he did, to really, you know, not get into it with Guerrero's dad, not get into it with what Guerrero was trying to say. And even after the fight when Jim Gray was trying to act dumb, and you know how Jim Gray does it. I love Jim Gray.
because he's going to get up under your skin whether he like you or not. But Floyd was able to keep his mental cool and brush Jim Gray off just like you brushed the rest of the haters off and thought he was going to lose. So, you know, bring on Pacquiao, bring on whoever else you want this guy to fight, because guess what? He's going to knock their ass. He ain't going to knock them out, but he's going to beat them up for about 12 rounds like you've been doing.
And you know the streets is always talking, bro. And when they talking, it's like E.F. Hutton, everybody's listening. You know, Floyd reminds me of Kobe Bryant in the sense that, remember, people wanted to hate Kobe. Kobe always trying to be like Jordan, man. Forget Kobe. Kobe ain't. But then as he got older, you started to love Kobe. As you told me, you can't like him. You got to love Tiger. You got to love Floyd Mayweather. You got to love the money team. TMT, baby.
Yeah.
You got to. And see, as Floyd is getting older, it looked like he's getting just more seasoned. And you know what? I didn't appreciate how my man after the first round, you know what's so funny? He steadied out after the first round. After that, it wasn't too many more stare outs, was it? He just wanted to go back to his corner sheepishly.
Hey, that dude, man, special.
Very. Hey, and like I said yesterday on the Sports Official Show, if you don't know, they come on Sundays, 1 p.m. Eastern. You know, at the beginning of the fight, it looked like two dads on the playground saying, hey, I'm going to get my son. Hey, I'm going to get my son. He better than you, no. Your son ain't better than me. All right, let's get it on. And they're fighting vicariously through their kids, man. It was so funny. The center of the ring, man, that was funny. It's comedy.
Yeah. And for poor old Robert Guerrero's dad, you know, it is what it is. He should have let Floyd Senior fight Robert Guerrero's daddy, let Guerrero feel that real pain from a real boxer, you know what I'm saying? Floyd Senior didn't run. He just stood in the middle of the ring and let you have it. You know what I'm saying? So Floyd beat up his son. He couldn't take that. He saw the fight.
Right.
He was running, son. Don't worry about it. He's a wife beater. He learned that from his daddy.
Before we go to our first call, I have to say this to conclude on Robert the Ghost Guerrero and his father. It's amazing that his father was acting a certain type of way when Robert the Ghost Guerrero has a shirt on that says, God is great, and he didn't exemplify that to me. Just my opinion. You know, we're debating. You know, his acts. You know, and you know, you wonder what if you're talking about Floyd putting on the show. He looked like he was in the mob and the cartel. So, you know, good luck to Robert Guerrero. Hopefully, you know, like I say, after Floyd get finished with you, you're a B.O.B., man. You're a bag of bones. So hopefully his career can expand. But, bro, who in the asylum, man? Who we got? First caller. Who up?
Oh, man, let's check out the first caller and see who it is. I think it's Big Brother Al. Big Al, you there, Big Brother?
Big Brother, you in the asylum?
I think Big Al might be watching the game. He may have stepped away from the phone. All right, we're going to come back to Big Al in just a minute. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get our next caller on. Give me a minute, L Boogie. Let me talk to DJ Steph real quick about who we got coming up. All right, I think we got it straight now. We got our next caller on the line. Caller, what's your name and where you calling from?
What's up, man? This Young Chuck, man. I'm calling from the land, man. And I was just listening to L Boogie and T-Raw, and you know, I'm a young dude, but, you know, I observe and I watch a little here. I listen, you know. But first of all, I just want to say both of you guys are absolutely wrong. You're absolutely wrong.
About what,
the Knicks and Melo went 10 for 30. That's 30%. How do you expect for him to win a round? How do you expect for him to win a game with a performance like that? How is he supposed to win a game? The Knicks looked absolutely horrible. They looked like they were supposed to lose in the first round. That's not playoff contenders. Everybody's talking about the Knicks in Miami, and they got to get past Indiana. I heard my man L Boogie. I mean, hey, your team is laying you down right now. I think they need some new coaching. He can't shoot 30%. As far as the Floyd fight, I sat back and I watched that. I really enjoyed that. That was impressive. I mean, my man Floyd, he dipped everything. He dipped everything flawless.
Well, Chuck, let me go back to my man Mel from Scarface and hit you with my line when I cut my callers off. Wait a minute! Now, if you watched playoff basketball, Chuck, you say you're young. I understand that. Who won the Chicago Bulls and Brooklyn Nets series?
I understand that Chicago
won. Hold on. I'm just asking, who won that series?
Chicago won it.
Chicago won. They looked at the mess the first game of the series. Am I correct?
Yeah.
And they came back and won in seven. So if it was game seven, I would ride with you on that. But it's game one. He has three more to get his game together. Now, trust me, Chuck, I'm the first guy. I'm the first one to throw a dart at Carmelo Anthony. Trust me. I'm the first one. But it's early, as my man Freeway from the old Rockefeller clique. Early. It's early. It's early.
No, I just want you to listen to me on this, man. I understand that's your man Melo and all, but you're supposed to be a superstar, one of the best in the league. It's clutch time. You don't see Kevin Durant falling in the clutch. He hit every big shot that came to him. Melo is looking horrible. He's despicable, L Boogie.
Oh, hold on. Let me get him, L Boogie. Hold on, Chuck, because when you say KD comes through in the clutch, game before last, KD did not come through in the clutch. He had 18 in the third, 0 in the fourth. Only took 3 shots as they lost to Houston when Houston won that one in Oklahoma City. Now, back to my point about the New York Knicks and Indiana. Indiana got it done in a game 7, so they really didn't have any time to rest. New York Knicks closed theirs out in 6. Gave them 2 or 3 days to rest, get your bodies healed. And when you have a little rest going into the playoffs, it can either hurt you or it can help you. And in the case of the New York Knicks, it hurt them because Indiana had just got done playing a game 7 against Atlanta on the road. So what they did was they were actually playing off of momentum, knowing how to come in and win on the road after winning their first road game in a game 7 against Atlanta. So they kind of had a game plan going into New York, knowing what to do to win. It's not all up to Carmelo all the time. Carmelo is not going to let you down. Yes, he was 10 for 30, but he had 25 points. Nobody else had that on his team. And in order for the Knicks to run, and in order for the Knicks to win, they got to have Tyson Chandler, Felton, they got to have J.R. Smith, they got to have all these guys, the supporting cast, pull up and do what they got to do to get it done. Because Melo cannot do it. Yes, he was 10 for 30, but that just lets you know that he had to pull in order for them to get it going because they were losing the whole game. They never had a real lead. So in order for them to do what they needed to do to try to come back, they were giving the superstar the ball, but it just wasn't falling. So, they, like L Boogie say, there are other games. It's a 7-game series, young fella. I know you're young. I know you've only been watching it for a few years, but I'm trying to change it to what L Boogie and I. Just listen to what L Boogie and I are telling you, and you'll see fit. Now, if anybody's going to be the hardest critic on L Boogie or on Carmelo Anthony, it's going to be L Boogie.
Hold
like
on,
I mentioned
hold
earlier,
on, hold on.
He's been following Carmelo from Denver now to New York, and it's even more personal for L Boogie now that Carmelo is in New York and playing for his favorite team. So,
okay. Okay, now you old-timers now. T-Row, before I let you guys go, I just want to say you're wrong, man. You're wrong. I watch basketball. Do you watch LeBron? What do he do? He makes his teammates better. What do Kobe do? He makes his teammates better. Melo is just a running gun. He doesn't make his team better. J.R. Smith, he creates shots for himself. Raymond Felton creates shots for himself. Melo don't make them better. He has to be a better team player for them to win this series.
Not necessary. Because Carmelo played on the Olympic team, it wasn't about that. So even when he was playing with the best of the best, young fella, who was getting the ball, who was being told, hey, get us started, it was Mr. Carmelo Anthony. From LeBron, from D-Wade, from Kobe, when they couldn't get the lead, when they were just playing like some bums, they put Carmelo Anthony in, and Carmelo got it started. Carmelo is the spark plug for any team he plays on. There's nobody who can score at will or as good as Carmelo Anthony besides a LeBron or a Kobe. But even saying that,
Kevin Durant,
I still give it to him. Kevin Durant can score, but you can put Kevin Durant in a different mental to where you can kind of put him where he can't score as many points.
Not
but
at all.
Melo, it doesn't matter. Melo gonna score. Kobe doesn't matter. Gonna score. LeBron doesn't matter. Gonna score.
Now before we get you out here, silent check. I'm gonna end you with this about Carmelo Anthony. Carmelo Anthony is a flat-out scorer. We don't pay you to pass the ball. I'm not worried about how many assists you get because I don't pay you to do that. And if anybody on my team has a problem with that, sit down. It's the NBA. You get paid to do that. Lastly but not least, this year alone, he has made his guys just a little bit better. That's why he got the only vote for MVP out of 122. LeBron got 121. And he got one vote out of 122. So I just think this year Melo has gotten his guys better, but I agree with you on some other points as far as, you know, in the past. But like I said, Chuck, T.O., and I'm going to leave you with some stats. Remember this, in 1987, you wasn't even born yet. The Lakers got beat by 31 points in game one and won the series. In 2001, the Los Angeles Lakers got beat the first game by Allen Iverson and the Philadelphia 76ers. Won that series. So we just ain't going one game, young.
I understand you, L Boogie. Well, look, I'm going to just tune in to what's going on, and we're going to go game by game, and we're going to watch your Knicks lose home court advantage and lose in six. They don't got three in them. They losing in six. I'm going to be tuning in. L Boogie, you're going to be hurt, but it'll be all right.
Chuck, I'll catch you on Friday.
L Boogie that said the Clippers was going to be missing.
I sure did.
Streets are talking, ladies and gentlemen. We going to go to a commercial real quick. We got to get our mind right real quick. Listen to these beats as DJ Steph throws it on for you. L Boogie, T-Roll, Jewels, the G. We'll get back to some Q&As in just a minute, ladies and gentlemen. Get us right now, Steph. What's the deal, baby?
First name, I love this. So love this money is my motherfucking government. Touch me,
shoot you right there.
Right there.
Leave you right there. Leave the scene, tall nigga with long hair. Her ass like top that, give me that hoe. Enchilada, pop that pussy for my wallet. Takes his weapon, pop out, and I'm riding around, I'm getting it. You already know my CeeLo. I'm big like selling kilos, and you small. Small like pee hole. Like a chopper on my backseat. Hand reach, no plan B. I'm the type of nigga wear a pistol to the Grammy. Test me, shoot you right there.
Right there.
Right there, lead the scene, tall nigga with long hair.
My chop goes tied out, it'll turn you inside out. My ass like tied out, my money like tied out. Bling, tied out, money. Bling, tied out, money. Rat, tat, tat.
Talking dollars, I ain't tryna holler. Push been on his rap shit, fucking with them guallas, fucking with them essays, filling up them chargers. Gas ain't in them gas tanks, them shit filled with powder. Caskets for you cowards, bang out, let it ring out. Call my chopper Method Man, no way it bring that pain out. Rah! You heard that, ain't no way to swerve that. Bullet flip you on your ass, that chopper push that curb back. Yeah. Fucking around with the wrong one. Yeah, spazzing out like I'm on one. Dark skin nigga with a long gun. Right there, that's nightmare. Like Elm Street, it's hell week. I'm Candyman with that white shit.
My chopper go tied up. Her ass like tied up.
Yeah, which I'll see you in later.
My car like tied up. Bitch, bling, tied up. Money, bling, tied up. Money, rack, tap,
tied up. Peace is talking. Sports Talk Show, ta-da! It's your boy L Boogie, co-host T-Row, Jewel, the G, Mondays and Fridays, as usual, 9 p.m. Eastern. We hot, we hotter than Arizona. I was in Vegas the other day, it was hotter there. Man, the streets are talking. Well, we had to go pay the bills, we know it's the first of the month. Can we get somebody in the asylum? Who you got on the marquee, man? Can you get somebody in? I know they're anxious to talk about this Floyd and these playoffs.
Yeah, man. We're going to bring in our next caller, man. Very hot from last week. You know what I'm saying? Hey, caller, what's your name and where you calling from?
Hello?
Oh. Hey.
Hey.
Hey. What's going on, kid?
What's going on?
How you,
so what
how
want
you
to talk
feel
about
on this
fight?
Evening?
No, I want to ask you this. You know, we've been following LeBron James over the years. You're from Cleveland. You're a LeBron James supporter. What do you think about him getting MVP again this year?
Oh, I was very ecstatic that he got it. He deserved it. I really wanted to comment or just piggyback on what the last caller was talking about, saying that y'all were wrong and everything about Carmelo, blah, blah, blah. I like way feel sorry for Carmelo because I feel like he's in a similar situation that LeBron was in when he was with the Cavs. It was like everything was riding on LeBron. LeBron's not performing. LeBron's not. To me, I thought basketball was a five-man game, but he was the star of the team. So when he left, I was excited and happy that he left because the man deserved a ring, and he got it. So now that he won MVP, that just shows and proves how hungry he is, how much heart he has, and how much he deserves to be a champion, and he just could not get that with Cleveland. So with the whole Carmelo thing, I feel like they either need to put some people around him to get him to that next level because he's a very talented player, or, hey, Carmelo might have to, he might have to go somewhere, but I ain't going to go down that road, Luis. I know how you feel about Carmelo and the Knicks and blah, 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 but it's just looking really, really similar to the LeBron situation, and LeBron got out, and look at what he's getting now.
Okay, I'm going to tell you. I'm going to say this: when you're a superstar in the league, it's called big boy pants. When you lose, you're the reason. When you win, you're the reason. That's why you get paid the big money. It's called a status quo. You got the president, the vice president, same thing on that hoop court, same thing with that. I'm sorry that it has to be that way. I'm sorry. If you win, great job, Kevin Durant. If you lose, you didn't score any points in the fourth quarter.
Okay, so tell me this. Do you feel like the team that Carmelo has right now is a championship team?
There's no team out of how many teams in the league, 32, that can beat the Miami Heat. That lets you know how watered down the league is. Every team needs another player to beat the Miami Heat. You mean to tell me just two players went to go play with Dwayne Wade and they dominating the league? That lets you know our league is in shambles. They're saying the league is getting better. who do you want to ask? Yeah, these young kids looking at these guys and want to put on armbands. And these guys, I mean, when you play the game, you know, my sons, you know your nephews, they like to play that game. And they want to get off, you know, armband, leg band, headband, tattoo.
Man, don't nobody care about them accessories. Put the ball in the basket so we can get to the next level.
That's what it's not about in this game today. They want to play. They want to look good before they play the game.
Well, I mean, we all know ain't nobody doing no smash mouth like they used to do back in the day. But like I said, I still feel sorry for Carmelo, and I'm still picturing. I mean, I just feel like it's the same situation that LeBron was in. LeBron got out, flat out.
Don't you think Kevin Durant is in the same situation? As soon as Russell Westbrook went down, he looks like LeBron James now. That's what I'm saying about the league. Look at it.
Hell. Boo me.
Yes.
Hell, I'm sorry, the Knicks, that they're not going to make it. I'm sorry, I'm your sister. I love you.
There you go. The streets are talking.
The streets is talking.
Just go on and put it out there, man. I was trying to give you some love, man, sis, and cut that all out, man. She done popped the balloon with all of that.
Now,
I'm going to keep it 100.
Now, the streets is talking. You know, we always have a hip-hop version of the show, and you always come on the show. Let me ask you this question. How do you feel about Lil Wayne, another guy, saying a lyric in his rant, in his rhyme, and in a song and featuring T-Pain? I think it was, no, T.I. and 2 Chainz, and Mountain Dew, or Pepsi, who's, who makes Mountain Dew, they let him go and let him go from endorsements. Another rapper being X'd out from an endorsement from a lyric. Can you explain more about that for me?
Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. That's how I feel. Here we go again, where these companies, big endorsers, blah, 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 soliciting these rappers, you know, for these endorsements, but what is the wording saying in the contract? What are these rappers signing up for? Because, oh, it's okay for him to say, you know, bitch, hoe, nigga, F you, I'll shoot you. It's okay for him to say all of that. But as soon as he make a reference to Emmett Till, and Emmett Till's people get to calling up, rah, 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 oh, it's a problem, we got to let you go. But it's okay for you to start, prior to that, it's okay for you to be talking about, you know, females, what you going to do to them, how you going to do to them, how you dismantle the, you know, the PUSSY. It's okay for you to be saying all of that. But Emmett Till, oh, we got to let you go. Man, please. He got let go because he ain't read the fine print.
The manager didn't tell him what the fine print of the contract.
Whoever be, you know, getting these rappers to sign up for these endorsements, them people be getting that upfront cut money. Like, as soon as they sign a check or sign a contract, they get the money and run. Because you know Lil Wayne ain't read nothing. You know Rick Ross ain't read nothing. And then as soon as they say something wrong, they get made an example of. So like I said, another one bites the dust. That's why I had to go ahead and send you that. Like, wow, here we go. They keep on falling down.
The streets is talking. So the world, all you rappers out there, if you get an endorsement deal, make sure you read the fine print and watch what you say. Because remember, they think it ain't a movie, dog.
They need to turn into the Fresh Prince. They need to turn into Fresh Prince of Bel-Air when they sign up for these endorsements.
They need to turn into Common, huh?
Nigga, you look like it.
I love y'all.
I love what y'all do. I got to get your knees home. No doubt. Tell London I said hi. And you know, once again, world, our baby sister, Cloudy Meeks, it's her birthday today. Happy birthday, Cloudy. So
happy birthday.
We appreciate you being here, Silent Pooh. And remember, tell a friend, you know, tell another friend. As you see, world, we're not biased. We have female callers. We want you to call in. We're not biased. We're not male chauvinists. We want that female, you know, opinion out the box. So we appreciate it. Roll.
Now, L Boogie, before we go to the next caller, man, I have to disagree with you on one point, man, when you said that there's no team out there that can beat the Miami Heat. You know what I'm saying? Not consistently. But there are teams that can beat the Miami Heat because we got a team that broke that 27-game win streak. You know what I mean? But then we just had that same team who broke the 27-game win streak to also give the Miami Heat their first loss in the playoffs. So Chicago just ended that game beating up on Miami. And, you know, we'll see what Miami has in the tank. You know, Chicago is playing very shorthanded. Been playing that way all season, but they haven't let that, you know, tear them down from winning games. They got a great coach over there in Tom Thibodeau, and they fit the style of their coach. It doesn't matter who's on the floor. They're going to play defense, and they're going to come after you. And big ups to little Nate Robinson. Man, that little dude is tough, you know. I know they're going to be even better when they get Kirk Heinrich back because, you know, they have that. They have that recipe for playing that defense that Miami doesn't really like seeing. So we'll see what happens. Hopefully the 9 days were a fact of matter of the reason why the Miami Heat weren't playing so good tonight. But we'll see. You got a day to take off and then another day, 2 days to get back to work. So we'll see what happens. You know what I mean?
And, yeah, we'll talk to Chucky, as he said, Melo is not LeBron. He ain't this and that. And look, LeBron and took one on at the house, too. So, Youngin.
I had to take one to the chin.
Yeah, Youngin, you got to make sure you do your homework, man. Get your street cred up, man, before you hop on this show, get to hollering. You're hollering, but you ain't hollering.
That's what it is, man. But, yeah, the Golden State-San Antonio series is starting up now that the Heat and the Bulls' first game is over. And I'm really interested in seeing what's going to happen there. But, yeah, you know, back to about the rappers losing these contracts with these, or shall I say these endorsement deals. It's really sad, man. You know, we got so many athletes out there today that, you know, this money can be used on to help support their brand, but we're giving it to these rappers, and now all of a sudden a rapper says something, you know, that the company doesn't like, and now we're taking these endorsement deals away for just a line. Yeah, I know it sounds crazy, but why would you be giving these high-profile entertainment guys deals when they're really not, I mean, they're role models, but not like the guys that you see on TV in the sporting events. You know what I'm saying? In the sporting game, you got guys who are trying to keep it clean. And, you know, they you see these guys every day, all day. Whereas some of these rappers, you got to wait
you know, depending on if a tour is coming your way to see these guys and all of this. They don't have commercials and things like that. A lot of videos, but, I mean, I don't know. I'm just thinking that they shouldn't be endorsing these guys with all these shoe brands and all that other stuff. You should be giving it to the athletes. Athletes wear more of these brands than the actual, you know, rappers and other entertainment stars that are out there getting these endorsement deals. So, I mean, it is what it is. I know you're trying to get out there and, you know, get to all the generations, but sometimes you just got to, all money ain't good money.
You know what I want to say to Mountain, Pepsi and Mountain Dew? Take that money and endorse the Streets is Talking Sports Talk Radio Show. Give us that dough. We won't be talking like that about no Emmett Till. Give it to the Sports Talk Radio Show. The Streets is Talking. We know what to do with it, man. For real, for real. But on that note, I'm going to say something about that, Ro. Two things. Number one, these guys got to know going in. You know, on the radio, all of their music should be banned. So you just saying it then and you get it, you know, knocked off an endorsement, knock them off the radio as well. Maybe we should, that should make them start cleaning up some of the things that they saying, because our youngins, our young people, when I say youngins, I mean they influence all genders, all ages, all races. Use your power in a positive way. Stop cheating your talent. Stop it. Man, we go to commercial break. When we come back, we're going to have a caller. And we appreciate our caller so far, man. Tell a friend, tell a friend, and tell a girlfriend. Let's go.
Gotta be the longest crush ever. If I ever get the f***ing be the longest bust ever. Love is a drug like the strongest stuff ever. And hope that I'm on one. You feel me? She on a power trip. She got me where she want in it. Wiping in the club, man. My homies gon' disown in it. Like, give me $20. Too bad how you get to college. I'm in your city and I'm wondering if you're home now. Went and found a man, but I'm hoping you alone now. Can't help but feeling like I dropped the ball, cliche. I used to pop up on you at the mall each day. Now typically I kick game like East Bay, but you got a freeze frame yelling, please play. For Pete's sake, homie, pull it together. Just hook up one time and be through it forever. But
would you believe me if I said I'm in love? Baby, what you want?
Man, the show blazing, man. I just want to say, man, I just want to say to all my guys and all my gals who listening, they in the asylum, I appreciate you listening in. Man, tell your people, we validated. Look that word up. We credible, we validated, and we always going to keep it moving. Productions, as usual. Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. Eastern. You know, we like E.F. Hutton. When we talking, everybody listening.
You better be.
Ro.
Hey, what's up, baby?
The day my man received the MVP, he lost. You know, I'm getting so blown up on the Twitter. I'm getting blown up on my texts. Oh, man, I'm feeling the hater raid on me already. They talking about LeBron like, man, that's that Cleveland stuff I always talk about. You know, I'm from the land, but they all, you know, that's that Cleveland stuff, man. If another guy win a Super Bowl or a ring or a Major League Baseball, they're going to hate him for life. I want to say one more thing, though. I'm tired of guys like Juwan Howard and Rasheed Wallace stealing checks. What you on the bench for? Stop taking up the money, man. Stop count the money, man. Remember that belly when DMX knocked the boy over the basement? Count the money, man. Stop stealing checks.
You smell the money.
Man. What's the number of these, man? Ain't you even? Man. But anyway, go ahead. I had to get that off my chest, man. I hope they listening. Man,
yeah,
stop
man,
being greedy, man.
I want to also tell the world to quit hating on the one reporter that picked Carmelo Anthony for the one vote that went out to him for the MVP race. You know, a lot of people in the sports world been hating on my man Mashburn, who is a writer, or Washburn, excuse me, who is a writer for the Boston Globe, who actually had the one vote to go to Carmelo Anthony in the MVP race. If that one vote would have went or would have gone to LeBron James, he would have won the MVP race unanimously. And I just want to tell the people out there, man, you can't hate on the writer Washburn, man. Yes, LeBron is the best player in the league, but there were some other guys this year who were deserving of getting at least one vote for the MVP race. Yes, LeBron James was on the team that won 27 straight. I get all of that. But his supporting cast is much better than a lot of other teams' supporting cast. And last time I checked, the three that were on his team, as far as the three superstars, they're all getting paid over $90 million. I don't know another team that has three superstars getting paid over $90 million. You might have two and one that's making about $70 million, but you don't have three making $90 million plus, close to $100 million, you know, playing on one team. So get off the dude back. Yes, Kevin Durant was deserving of at least one vote. Carmelo Anthony was deserving of at least one vote. And there's never been in the history of the NBA to have a unanimous MVP voting for one player. So I wish that everybody would get off my dude Washburn. That's all I want to say on that note. You know what I mean? Because that's just haterade all the way around. But let's get back to the calls, because I know we got a lot of other callers ready to jump in. Hey, yo. Big Brother Al, let's jump into Big Brother Al. I see Al's on the line. Big Brother Al, you on the line? You with me there, brother?
What's up, T-Ro?
Hey, baby, how you feel this evening?
I'm good. What's going on?
Boy, yeah, L. Boogie been telling me all day, man. I can't wait to talk to Al about this Mayweather fight and what he think, because I know that's my boxing dude. So tell me, what's your thoughts on that Mayweather joint? Was it what you expected, or was it something different?
It's 12 rounds, like I said. And what I say is, I'm hurt something, and he's going to say someone's hurting right or wrong. Did I say that?
Yeah, you did.
Yes,
you said
did.
He was going to get injured.
Did
I
say
he's
going to commit an injury? Yeah.
You heard it here first.
You heard it here first, and that was on Friday show for those that didn't hear it. Big Al already called it out.
Yeah, he's down for the dramatic. I like that. You know, Mike did it with the flu. You know what I'm saying? It's cool. You know, it's natural, man. Emmett did it with the broken shoulder. Remember? Come on, man.
Right, against the Giants.
Oh, that was the Giants. My bad.
Emmett did that, so you know that's your boy, the Cowboy. So you know, it's done.
Hold up. That's how we do it.
Okay, let me get this up, man, real quick. That Carmelo, I'm listening to y'all. Carmelo, good guy, good player. But I heard somebody throwing upon something about my man AI, man. You can't talk about AI. You know what I mean? Because Carmelo and AI is two totally different. AI is a killer, man. A hard-nosed killer, man. Don't you understand that? If you let this is what I understand about the league. You got a guy like Steve Nash. He never took nobody out of a playoff. He gets two MVPs. This guy, AI, should have had three there. Three straight there, if I look at the way I look at it. Who was on that team that could help you? Hello? I'm listening.
I'm listening. We're waiting for you to finish.
I'm just saying, hell, I'm waiting for you to jump in. That's what I'm dogging your man Carmelo. He all right?
Well, I'm gonna say this. I'm gonna say this.
Say it. Say it.
I am skeptical about my man. I've been following forever. Like I said it before to the caller. I was on the Carmelo bandwagon since day one. I followed him all over the world.
Yeah.
Getting some games up close. But listen to this, Al. That ain't got nothing to do with you on the court. You're soft as jello right now. I don't like to hear that bad ball. Listen, he always acts like the sniper got him. Oh, man, somehow something happened. The sniper got him. I don't need to hear that. I don't need that. I need victories, Melo. You're
you
out there. You're hurting
down.
Or injured. Al, when we were coming up, what was the big question? Are you hurt or you injured?
Why? Right. Which one is it?
So if you're hurt, you're 100%. Flat out.
If you hurt, when he missed a shot and somebody bumped him on the way down, it was kind of supposed to be a big shot. That shoulder going to hurt. What's that about? That's too dramatic to me, man.
I don't know if it's just big game-itis. I don't know.
Big Al. Big brother Al, it's in the script. You didn't read the script. That's what's supposed to happen in the script.
Oh, okay.
It's New York, baby. We on Broadway.
Oh, okay. Tell me something, man. David West put him on his back a couple times, you know what I mean? Put him on that post booth. Took him for a ride. David West can't
bad
jump. I can jump hard to David West, you know what I mean? It's just not understandable, man. The man
Let me ask you this. We've been asking the callers. LeBron James picks up his, you know, fourth MVP. Is he deserve it? Do you think he deserves the award, or do you think somebody else should have, you know, at least been, you know, considered with more votes?
Well, I'm gonna say it like this: they gave it to the right person, but you got to remember, in the past, it's been like, remember they slid Karl Malone in on Jordan, they slid Barkley in on Jordan, when Mike should have been running how many by then?
Yeah, about seven or eight straight.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So it could happen, but it wasn't fair. But, no, he deserved it, yeah. But they could have shammed the game and gave it to somebody else. It's been done.
Yeah, and I don't think that's going to be right, Big Al, because we all know that this guy is a unique player. There's never been a player that looks like LeBron or plays like LeBron.
No.
Coming in with the size and the expectations to fulfill them all and do more than what we ever expected. And my thing is, yeah, you're right, because Steve Nash, I'm going to throw in some more names. Steve Nash, they gave Steve Nash the MVP over Shaq. How they did that, I don't know. Really, this is supposed to be LeBron's fifth in 5 years, but they somehow, some way gave it to Derrick Rose a couple years back. You know, so I feel you on that. Throwing a bone in every now and then.
Yeah, they throw a bone in anytime they feel like it, man.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They throw a bone in anytime. Anytime, man. It ain't nothing. It ain't nothing to them. You know what I mean? But he held his own. I got to give him that. He held his own.
Will they repeat?
You know what I'm saying? Will they repeat? I don't know. The way they look tonight, no. Nate Robinson took over the game and going to the well on 6'10", guys, finger rolling. Do you think I would think about a repeat? I just think about winning the game at my home first. How about that?
Right.
That's the main. Yeah. Real talk.
You heard it.
And guess what? I just got a tweet
saying that you heard it here first. They go down. Well, you'll take this tweet right back to you. You heard it here first. Miami 4-1.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, tell that tweet I see 7 games, man. I see 7 games.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure they're
Tweety
listening
Bird,
to that.
Whoever the little Tweety Bird is, I see 7 games, man.
No, the Tweety Bird was going with Chicago saying that LeBron will go down, and I'm tweeting that guy by saying, you heard it here first, that LeBron and the Miami Heat will win 4 straight, and they'll be on their way sending some more games out. How about
hey,
that?
Hey, L. Hey,
yes,
L.
Sir.
I think you seen a putty cat. Cut it out, man. Tweet that, Tweety.
Oh, man. As usual, man, we love you, Al, and we appreciate you calling, man, and spreading the word out there in the streets of Cleveland for us.
Oh, yeah. What love, man.
No doubt.
Much love to you, big brother. That's what it is, Al Boogie. Always leave it to big brother Al with the predictions that, man, he called it like, man, he just said it on Friday. Floyd was going to win in the decision, and he was going to have an injury a couple months later, but the injury actually happened in the fight. So, man, yeah, we're going to have to keep it on Big Brother Al for these fights, man. He be calling it out.
Bro, didn't I say that the show is validated with street credibility?
Cred to the fullest.
You heard it here first, man. The streets is talking. They better tune in. Hey, if you out there in the world, tell everybody they need to tune in. We the real sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. For real.
You know what I mean? And you know what, L Boogie? We're going to keep it moving, man, because we got our second female call on the line for the day. You know what I mean? And it's my sis, man. You know what I'm saying? I got my sis on the line. Lay Red, you on the line, baby girl?
Yeah, I'm here, bro. What's going on?
Hey, good to hear your voice. First time caller, L Boogie. This is Red right here. They call her Sexy Red down there in Dallas, Texas. Say what's up, L Boogie.
What the deal, Miss Leroy Jenkins Johnson III? What's up, baby?
What's going on, L?
Hey, Sexy Red. Hey, when I talked to you earlier today, you had something to spit at me. What you got to tell me today?
Well, I said the Young Legs was going to win, and it looks like Chicago took it, and Golden State has taken the run at it. So I don't know. Oop, and they just scored again.
So let me ask you this, sis. In that series with the Young Legs, with the Chicago Bulls and the Miami Heat, who do you have to win that series?
That's a hard one because the Heat is a great team, but now Chicago has an advantage because they won it away. So it's anybody's game at this point. But I'm going for Chicago. I'm really hoping. I'm thinking they're going to pull it out maybe, but LeBron's a good player. But he scored less than 20 points.
Yes, he did. Now, since you're going with the Young Legs, we in the East Coast. Now, let's change it to the West Coast. Who you got between Golden State and San Antonio winning the series?
Golden State. San Antonio can't keep up. Defensively, they're not able to stop what they have going on.
Okay.
And then offensively, they're just exchanging baskets. You can't win a game like that.
Who will have the better game tonight, Stephen Curry or your boy Tony Parker?
Stephen Curry. Most definitely.
Yeah.
Parker, I don't even think he hit 50% from the field goals.
Hey, you see that L Book even coming with the percentages on the stats? Why my sis be on it, boy? You see that L Book?
Man, you know she in asylum, man. You know she kicking with my man. Come on now, we know she got her street credibility card. She got her asylum, man. She got a cell. She been predicting Wichita State to be in the Final Four. You think she's not credible?
You know what I'm saying? Bringing it to the real. Well, that's what's up, sis.
man, we thank you for calling in, you know what I'm saying? Second female of the night. You feel what I'm saying? Much love to you and everybody down there in the D, you know what I mean? That Dallas
and those
that didn't know what the D was.
Good job on the show.
Oh, we appreciate that.
Taxi Red. That's what it is. That's what it is, L Boogie. Did you see that, man? Coming with the stats and everything on everything. But see, I'm not the only one feeling Golden State. See, my sister-in-law even feeling Golden State. Them boys can't, man, there's something about Golden State, man. San Antonio can't handle. They can't run with them boys.
So you telling me, like, Key Sweat, you may be young, but you're ready.
Golden State then. You know what I'm saying? Because it's just like Key Sweat said. Them boys might be young, but they got a veteran coach who really know how to tune into the young fellas. You know what I'm saying? And then, what's so crazy is I was looking at Golden State bench when they were, you know, when they whooped up on them boys last week. It just you got your boy Jefferson on the team who played at the University of Arizona, who's been to two NBA championships, hasn't won a ring though, but he's been there. And then you also have Andrew Bogut, who is also a good veteran guy, hasn't been to the playoffs, but
he's
is
hungry.
A veteran guy who's been in the game for a while. And so what I'm saying is that them Golden State boys, they, as an average age, yes, they're young, but they have some veterans on their team that can really help them and guide them to do the things that they need help doing. So that's why I think that they can pull it out against San Antonio.
Well, Stephen Curry is going to let me see if he's just an all-star, if he's a superstar, if he can keep it consistently going. The Thompson kid, like I said, he's very inconsistent with a capital I. He's just one day he's good, next day he miss a couple. So, I mean, but he's a shooter. You know, you keep shooting, and Marcus going to let him keep shooting. So, you know, you got role players, Draymond Green, I understand that, but you got Kenny.
Yeah, Timmy is a bad boy. He's still working off that glass. You still can't mess with Timmy. Timmy old school with it, you know what I mean?
And you still got the, you know, lucky lefty, man, Manu Ginobili. I don't know. I don't count them guys out. They're so crafty. And you know what's the word I'm going to use for San Antonio? Savvy. That's
yeah.
A savvy team there. They're very savvy. They somewhere in another, that Neo kid. You got guys you never heard of before, but they fit the system. A la, you know, we want to go to some NFL teams, a la the Steelers, a la, you know, the pack guys with systems. They just plug guys in and they just win. The Ravens, I mean,
right.
You know. And one more thing, bro. I want to say this to my callers from the land. I love my crib. I love the land. Don't get it twisted, baby. I love the land, baby. I represent it. But it's like Haskell Grayskull. And I'm a He-Man trying to save She-Ra.
Oh. I don't know about that one, Cleveland. I don't know.
I love you, baby.
That boy there. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, man. But this is what I want to also chime in on, man. I want to give I got some shout-outs to L Boogie real quick before we jump into the next commercial, man. I want to give a big shout-out to my son, Junior, Trent Junior, man. You had an opportunity to come to the game yesterday, but on Saturday, man, he was getting it in. You know what I'm saying? Him and his little team, the Arizona Bulldogs, they had a good tournament. But they just came up short once again, you know what I'm saying? But your boy Junior is looking good out there on the floor, man, finally getting the comfortability of this sport, you know what I'm saying? So he looked real good. He averaged 3 points over the tournament, over the six games that they played in. So he's getting it in, man. His team is getting better. Big shout outs to Coach Granados and the coaches that coach over there with the Arizona Bulldogs. And then I want to give a big shout out to one of the coaches that we ran into from Tucson, had a good team that actually put Julius Nim team out of the little tournament.
And come to find out that he was an actual Grand Canyon graduate and an athlete, or should I say a student athlete. You know what I'm saying? So, Derek Hersher, much love to you, man. Hope your team did good. And also Coach Kenny Neal. Those guys from the Tucson Prep Academy had their team on point. Them boys looked good just as well. So, a big shout-out to them. I came down for the Cinco de Mayo tournament as well.
No doubt, no doubt. We go to commercial when we come back. We're going to talk a little golf. And we're going to go into the Mises Mind. We appreciate you listening in Mondays and Fridays, as usual, 9 p.m. We're going to be on your street. Trust me. Let's go.
That pussy throwback. I'm trying to fuck. You ain't gotta be a scientist to know that. Get into that money, nothing before that. Bitch, I do you dirty, dirty like a flow mat. Yeah, I'm tired of hearing about what you need, bitch. I'm tired of paying for your weeks, bitch. I'm tired of you fucking me, trying to get pregnant, knowing if you had a baby, your broke ass couldn't help it. I be riding through the city, ragging two chains. I ain't worried about the police, I got two names. Keep the sharp, cause sometimes you gotta do things. She give away that pussy like loose chains. Tryna have a nigga, baby, the ceiling of a JJ. This ain't recess, bitch, you know I don't play play. Just bought an AK, just took a vacay. Bitch, you broke, you need to call triple AA. Bitch, you broke, shut up. Don't talk to me, it's your brother. Yeah, we used to fuck, but I got fed up. We eat, all my niggas fed up. Bitch, you broke, shut up. Don't talk to me, it's your brother. Yeah, we used to fuck, but I got fed up. We eat, all my niggas fed up. Hey, how you fuck for cash, but you not a hoe? And how I'm gonna respect you if your pockets broke? On your rap sheet, a whole lot of bros. It's a clinic on Western, bitch, you oughta go. You broke, your pussy stank, you borrowed clothes. Lost the little ass that you had playing with your nose. I dedicate this to my last hoe. Swear I got cash and start acting like an asshole. Catch up, keep up, cutlass with the beat up. I be buying pounds, so no, we can't piece up. Rollie with the crown, bet you wanna fuck the king, huh? Money over bitches, pussy never fucked this thing up. She still fanning when she see us. I'm a grade A nigga, use a C plus. I got a broom, bitch, clean up. Hit the blade, pay my fee up.
Bro, shut up, don't talk to me. It's your brother. Yeah, we used to fuck, but I got fed up. We eat, all my niggas fed up. Bitch, you bro, shut up, don't talk to me. It's your brother. Yeah, we used to fuck, but I got fed up. We eat, all my niggas fed up.
You shopping at Louis when your baby need wick. Using vibrators when you know you need dick. Bitch, you sick. Ho, you trifling. I heard in the hood your pussy be cycling. Nobody wiping your ass. Young nigga got dick. No, yeah. Fast money.
I know. We don't forget it's a hip hop show, too. So we gotta get it, you know, going with my man. YG, man. Get your dough up. Come down and kick it with the streets and talk. You know what I'm telling them? Get their dough up, baby.
Get your dough up.
Man.
I'm good that he was here tonight, because I sure want to hear him say that. I love when he said, get your dough up.
You know, you are doing as good as the people around you.
Yeah, that's what it is, man.
Before we go to golf, man, I just, like I said, I had some more fans, you know, a couple more tweets and a couple more, you know, emails and stuff. I've been, you know, checking them and whatnot. And, you know, I want to get a couple more callers before we go to this golf because they hot, they talking, you know. Don't forget, you know, we got my man. We ready, Ro? Because, you know, we've been in the asylum talking before we got, you know, go to the public, before the media can come into the asylum and get with us. But if they ready to jump on in for the whole visit.
Hey, you know what it is, man. We're going to bring in the big homie, Skeeter Mo Jenkins Johnson III. Skeeter Mo, where you at?
What it do, fellas? How y'all doing tonight? How you living in living color?
Oh, man. As clear as it can come in, HD.
Already, man. It's good to talk to y'all this Monday, man.
No question.
Hey, El Boogie, I got to say, man, much love to Skeeter Mo. That was on the show on Friday on that freestyle joint. Man, was he hot or what? But you make me want to slap you through the phone. You so damn hot.
Hey, Skeeter, you know what I had to tell somebody? I had to hit him with the E-40. Is he talking too fast or is he just listening too slow?
Yeah, I had to try to, switch up my little flow in the game, you know. Sometimes I be up there slipping and tripping on the mic, but I wanted to do something tight that night. So, you know, that was for y'all, man.
Oh, man, we appreciate that. Man, the asylum was rocking. You know, it got the cages rattling. Baby,
yeah, the old cat that went before me, though, he was hot. He was nice, man. You know, I want to say big ups to him. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, big ups to Captain from the land. I'm going to let him know.
Yeah, already. Yeah, so how you? What's up? What's up, man? Ask me some questions, man. Mayweather, man, that was $34 million or $35 million?
That was $32 million. That was the Magic Johnson number. That was $32 million. Now let me ask you this, Skeeter Mo. Two questions. Number one, were you impressed by Floyd Mayweather's demeanor and how he won his victory?
Okay, for number one. On his demeanor, I mean, you know, you got to be cocky and confident about yourself, especially stepping into that cage because, you know, anything can happen and you can get hit with a lucky shot and it can knock your jaw off, you know what I'm saying? But I wanted to see a knockout. I didn't see a knockout. The guy barely had a scratch on his face, you know, and I think that was $32 million just given to him, you know what I'm saying? And like your boy said, the dude claimed he had an injury halfway through the fight, but you were still hitting him hard with your right hand. So I don't understand how, you know, you hurt your hand, but you were still, you know, hitting him hard with the right hand.
Right, he was leading with that right hand effectively all night.
So half the fight you didn't hurt your hand, you wouldn't be swinging like that with a hurt wrist and a hurt hand, man. But... you know, and I was not impressed, man, to say the least. No, I was not impressed. I want to see him fight Pacquiao, man.
We still want to see the Pacquiao fight. Even though Manny got slapped, we still want to see that.
People will be bleeding.
Say that one more time, Skeet. I didn't hear that last set.
I think that would be a good fight, and I think both people would need some medical attention afterwards.
Wow.
See, fight. You know, you pay $50, you know, we had the little block, you know, pay $5 ahead, you know, because everybody didn't order the fight, so, you know, everybody over there, you want to see a knockout, man. You don't want to sit there 12 rounds talking about, you know, I want to see some blood, man. Not all the fights will be a knockout. You have to appreciate a boxer when he's in the ring.
He's absolutely wrong.
And we need
can I ask you this, Skeeter Mo? Do you think that UFC is getting more popular and better than boxing? Will you want to see that more than boxing?
I don't want to see that much blood. I mean, you know, the UFC, they breaking arms, legs, and limbs. You know, I just want to see somebody's nose trickling, a little eye trinkle or something. You know.
You just want to see the cut man look good in the corner. You want to see how good the cut man is?
Yeah. I want to see if he can work him clean, you know.
Like in the movie Rocky when his eye was closed. Just cut it, Nick.
Adrian. You know, I want to see some of that Rocky, man, you know. But, you know, Floyd, he's a good boxer, man. You can't take nothing away from him. But I want to see him fight some better fighters. That's all I want to see.
I mean, I'm going to say this. The Ghost wasn't no punk. If you saw how he knocked out Andre Burton.
He was giving him the 1-2s, but every time he dropped his head, bro, he was picking him up with the three, you know, the uppercut, 1-2-3, you know. And
right.
It was like a sparring match, bro. It wasn't a fight. Well, we paid $50 for a sparring match, man.
But Floyd makes the opponents look like they are not worthy to be in the ring with him. It's just a difference. If you see the guy fighting different fighters, you'd be like, wow, this guy's really good. But when it comes up against Floyd, it's just nobody who can do or defend themselves like this guy can. It's just you can't hit what you can't see, man. It makes it tough.
He makes it look easy. That's probably what it is, bro, because I know I couldn't get in that ring for nothing. And you're right. You just make it look too easy. That was an easy $32 million for that guy, man. And congratulations to him. You know, more power to Money Mayweather team. You know what I'm saying? That man bad over there, man. And he rich as hell.
Exactly. And he's still pretty.
And you know, he went out to Cinco de Mayo with a, you know, probably with a sombrero on and all $32 million on it. Can I say this like my man Scarface was saying, Scarface? First you get the money, then you get the power, then you get the girl. Did you see the girls? The poodle. Yeah,
that order.
Yeah, that was pearl. Did you see that? Man, that's it, the Money Mayweather. Can I kick it with you, man? Put me on the streets is talking. I tried to get it, but it was too many bodyguards. I couldn't get through it Saturday.
Money Mayweather, man.
So, wait a minute. I want to ask, is that 6 belts that this man holds?
Yes.
At one time, yes.
He just picked up a popcorn belt that we could have made. That was vacated.
Oh, yeah. It was vacated.
Too many belts.
I think it was the eraser.
Man.
I think it was the eraser, the pink eraser belt, the www.streetsistalking belt. I think that's what it was.
Yeah, that's what that was. Yeah, it's only two that really matters, the WBC and the WBA.
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 And WBO. Yeah, those three. If you had those three, you're good.
Yeah, the rest of them, I don't care about. But, yeah, he holds a lot of belts right now, Skeeter Moe Jenkins. You know, and it is what it is, man. We got to move to some more callers. Skeeter Moe, man, you know, much love to you. We appreciate you calling in. No,
man,
we can hit you on this Friday.
Man.
You on Friday? You going to be on this Friday?
Man, you know I'm calling in, man. I got some stuff from the hood I wanted to, you know, put on, you know what I'm saying, to let the world hear, you know what I'm saying, some of my homeboys from the neighborhood, North Park, Texas, you know what I'm saying? We put it on the map. And they have recorded, you know, some stuff, and I wanted to put them on, man.
All right, well, we're going to get that on Friday, because Friday is Hip Hop Friday. So get it all together so me, L Boogie, and DJ Steph can get our stuff together.
Already, man. One love, maximum respect, man. I love y'all. Thank y'all for even doing this show, man. You know what I'm saying? For the people who don't have a voice, the streets is talking. And we on this thing, man.
Streets talking, baby. Much love to you.
Man.
Yeah, L Boogie, that's what's up. So Freestyle Friday is getting hotter and hotter, ladies and gentlemen. You know what I'm saying? So if you got some rhymes, if you know somebody who got some rhymes, man, call in. Because we had a first-time caller, baby Chuck. That boy went hard, L Boogie. Woo!
Yeah. Be consistent. Be good next Friday, too, Chuck. I know you out there listening. It's just like your jump shot. I used to coach Chuck, ladies and gentlemen of the world. Like I tell him, you got to make 5 for me to just get me out my seat. So he got to come back even harder next Friday.
Well, we'll see what happens, you know what I'm saying? But this is what we're going to do now, L Boogie, because they always show us love. You know we got to show special love to the sports officials, co-host, the one and only Mr. G.O. Gomez. Hey, Mr. Gomez, you on the line, big brother?
Never know what's really happening.
There he is. Ladies and gentlemen, from the sports official, Mr. Gomez. You can reach every Sunday, 1 o'clock p.m. Eastern. What's on your mind tonight, Mr. G.O.?
I'm just chiming in. What's up, T-Ro? L Boogie, just listening. You know what I'm saying? When, you know, y'all was talking about Carmelo.
Yeah, we didn't have some haters hating on Carmelo tonight. What you think about Carmelo? What's your issue with Carmelo?
man, I'm, you know, it's kind of iffy. You know what I'm saying? I feel like part of me feel like he maxed out. You know what I'm saying? Because there's still certain parts that you got to buy into, you know, to take it to that next level. So I feel like we buy into just that mentality of just wanting to stop a cat on D, because you can't really say he haven't had nobody to play with. Because you, who, like I was saying, you know what I'm saying, who did Iverson have to play with when he went to the championship? You know what I'm saying? You can't even name another cat that was on that Sixers team. Eric Snow? Come on, man. He went to the championship with Eric Snow and Aaron McGee, man. Come on, man.
Was Matumbo on that team?
Getting bowled in the mouth every trip down court.
Right. So it's like, man, and he averaged 30 in the championship, man. I mean, so it's on Carmelo, man. I just feel like you got to want to take yourself to that next level, man. So he didn't have enough. He didn't have, like, New York. It's enough on that team now to do something with. You got some bodies. You got some cats. Make something happen. You know what I'm saying? Stop making excuses. Other than that, man, he's not going to be up there with LeBron now, because he don't – it's that defensive side, man. I feel like he got to buy into. You know what I'm saying? Like, he wear Jordans. You know, he need to buy into that defensive side like Mike did. You know what I'm saying? Like, if he get aggressive and be on the attack on the defensive end, you know, things will switch up for him. Because he get buckets. We all know that. You know what I'm saying? That ain't nothing. You got to stop a cat or want to stop a cat. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Right.
Now let me say this, switching gears, and that, you know, as we can, you know, go through the playoffs. Now, game one, Miami just lost to Chicago. The streets is talking. Just right off the cuff, OG scorekeeper, do you think Miami should be concerned? Are you concerned? Should they be concerned about this first game?
Not if they on the mission that they on. If they on the mission like they supposed to be, and like they, you know what I'm saying, we think they should be on L Boogie, they shouldn't be concerned. You see what I'm saying? If they on the mission like they say, they shouldn't lose another playoff game in the Eastern Conference. If they on the mission like they say, you know what I'm saying? Other than that, then they not on the mission like they say. You know what I'm saying? So you kind of can get them that one, because they've been laid off. You know how it be. You be a little lethargic, you know what I'm saying, when you come back. So we'll see if they go on to take care of their business on a mission like they supposed to be, like it looked like they was on from the jump, man, they shouldn't lose another game in today, you know what I'm saying, probably, period. You know what I'm saying? Like, it'd be tough in the finals if they match up against some big bodies like a Memphis or a San Antonio. But LeBron, them still going to prevail, you know what I'm saying, if they on a mission like they supposed to be. So
I agree.
They're on a mission, man. They shouldn't lose another game in Chicago, man. Come on, man. Derrick Rose not playing or Luol Deng. It's like, come on, man. And I'm not taking nothing away from Nate Robinson and none of them cats. Jimmy Butler. You know, Jimmy Butler be balling. The boy be balling. He coming alive. I ain't taking nothing away from them cats. But come on, man. Y'all guys have been there and done that. And y'all supposed to be superstars. On like y'all was saying, all few of y'all cats make 90, 100 million. All three of y'all cats, come on, man. If y'all lose, it's on y'all.
Exactly. And if they lose, man, this world going to be flipped upside down. Boy, it's going to be a lot of people laughing at LeBron. You know what I mean? I just don't see how they lose it to Chicago either. And Chicago is so short-handed without Kirk Heinrich. When Kirk Heinrich comes back, it's just going to be a defensive upgrade for Chicago. So Miami better get it together,
Chicago,
before this guy can come back.
You gotta give it to Chicago, though. You know what I'm saying? Tom Thibodeau, them guys, they play hard. They play hard, man. They ball every time they on the court. So you gotta give it to them guys, man. And they don't got nothing to do with Booze or none of them. It's them other cats, man. Them cats play hard every night. So you gotta give it to Thibodeau to just know that he in every game, even though they don't got Derrick Rose. You know what I'm saying? So you gotta give it to him. And then, you know, to switch gears a little bit to that Mountain Dew thing y'all guys are talking about.
The Mountain Dew with Lil Wayne.
Oh, yeah. You see how they dropped him, yeah. But you can't, you know what I'm saying? You got to understand now, some groups of people, whatever it is, get behind certain stuff or certain things that people say. You know what I'm saying? That's the type of stuff that happens. it's unfortunately there is no group of people, you know what I'm saying, that like you were saying before, yo, you know, they need to take all that garbage off the radio and all that. Just make these cats step their game up and use their minds a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Take all that garbage off the radio. Bring that, some of them cats that they don't give credit, put them cats back in the mainstream or something. You know what I'm saying? Them cats that's credible, that's really saying something, because you need to take it all off the radio and everything. But on the flip side, you got them certain rights of people, man, that get behind certain stuff. You know what I'm saying? The Molly thing, you got them, whatever it was, maybe the women's rights or whatever it is, they get behind, you know what I'm saying? And then you got the whatever the human rights people got with Emmett Till people and they got behind, you know what I'm saying? So it's like pretty soon you got to pay attention. They going to have, it's going to be stuff that you ain't going to be able to say too much about gay people. You see what I'm saying? It's going to be stuff that you're going to be having to watch what you're saying about that stuff, because they're going to give them some rights. And then, you know, it's just those certain groups of people that give it. It's just unfortunate that there's no people like that behind a drug dealer. There's no, you know what I'm saying, drug dealer's liberation. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? No. You know what I'm saying? There ain't nothing for us like that. You know what I'm saying? Murderer's liberation, where they, right. You know what I'm saying? Wow. So it's just unfortunate that it's like that. You know what I'm saying? But that's how it is, though. But they controlling the money, got the money, they printing it. So what can you say?
There you have it. OG the scorekeeper dropping the jewel. If you don't know, on Sundays, 1 p.m. Eastern, give them the number, go, so they can call it.
805-856-2856. The Sports Officials. Check us out Sunday at 1, man. Keep it moving productive. Cleveland, stand up, baby. From Cleveland to Arizona to the ATL.
There it is.
Stand up, other Sports Officials. It's a hot show, ladies and gentlemen. You got to check it out. That's the original Sports Keeper right there. Y'all don't know nothing about that. Call the show. Sundays, 1 p.m. Eastern. You know how it is.
And don't forget it, OG Scorekeeper. Tell a friend and tell a friend and tell a girlfriend, baby. You already know. We're going to go to commercial. I'm going to conclude the show, what's on my mind. Give a couple more shout-outs before we get off the air. And Rome, you know what's so crazy? This March today, man, we walked across a college stage, May 6th. I ain't going to tell you yet, because I give away my age. But that's why this is a heck of a show tonight, baby. Let's go to commercial. Let's go.
I know you never heard it before, man. This rap shit damn near worse than a dope game. So far gone, only God can save me. All the shit I've been through, maybe God is crazy. When all your homies dead or incarcerated, you gotta take the time to thank God you made it. Made it out the streets, nigga, must be smart. Say the nigga so cool, we wear shades in the dark. Got on my ground like it was nothing to lose. Then I stayed down, nigga, till it was nothing to move. You tell the motherfuckers, bring it on, bring it on. Now I'm a real nigga, sing your song, sing your song. Some niggas said I wouldn't make it, wouldn't make it. And now them niggas can't take it. It's real, can't fake it. Know what they say, life's only what you make. That dog in me, yeah, it ain't no secret, got that hog in me, yeah, that's right, both greedy and vicious, ever had a taste of success, it's delicious, eat the whole plate, no time to do the dishes, too much at stake, no time for the bitches, cause when you cased up, they put on their makeup, and go and fuck the same nigga that got you cased up, fuck hoes, life's a bitch, nigga, who y'all gonna replace me with, these niggas, y'all crazy, never seems to amaze me. These niggas ain't even themselves, and I'm crazy. Yeah, that's right, y'all crazy. If these niggas 30 and brick, then I'm 80. You tell the motherfuckers, bring it on, bring it on. Now I'm a real nigga, sing your song, sing your song. Some niggas said I wouldn't make it, and now them niggas can't take it. It's real, can't fake it. Know what they say, life's only what you make.
Woo!
once again, you're listening in, you're tuning in worldwide. What's up, world? Your boy L Boogie, the streets is talking. I got to put it out there. Listen again, and remember, am I talking too fast or you're listening too slow? 347-855-8896, www.blogtalkradio, the streets is talking, with a zero.
Man. It's not a typo.
Baby. Bro, you got any more shout-outs before we talk, before we get off the air, man? Great show tonight. Great show.
Man, I want to say what's up to the world like I always do, man. Shout-out to everybody in the hood down there in Dallas, North Park, Texas. That little ticket for shout. Man, much love to all the callers calling in, man. Thank you for the support. Freestyle Friday is Friday. I think it on. We got the instrumental I heard. I think I might jump on the line on that Freestyle Friday and start it off for us. You know what I mean, L Boogie?
No question, man. We're going to be like EPMD, man. Strictly business.
Strictly business. Hey, one more shout out. What's up to my family? To the wifey and JD Jr. You know.
Once again, I just want to give a shout out worldwide, all our listeners. We appreciate you. Remember, it is recorded, so you can go back and listen. You know, especially the callers, I know they want to listen to themselves. So you can always go back and tune in and go to that website. And remember, it's Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. Eastern. And most importantly, on the show, it's like you're right there, like you're in an asylum. Like, you know, wherever city you're at, I'm right there with you. T-Ro right there with you. We with you, baby. No question. The streets is always talking. And like E.F. Hutton. Everybody listen. Shout out to Cleveland, Ohio, 79, Superior, Wave Park, no question, Hub, Cedar, Warrensville. Man, I'm going to give it up to my man, Chucky D, you done moved up to Harvard, HVV. Man, 10-5, down the way. I can go all day long. But what's on my mind tonight? Man, let me tell you this. Two things that I'm tripping on. Number one, Derrick Rose. You gonna get into a uniform, baby? I know I was on your side for a minute, but they need you. Derrick Rose, take the approach to Mike Singletary. I would rather sit on the bench than to play with those guys. You can't win with them. Can't coach with them. I need winners. I feel you, D-Rose. Man, stay on that GQ look, man, until next year, man. No question. Stay looking like a rose over there. Next Sunday is Mother's Day. Make sure you get your mother some night for that $16 million. Woo! Secondly, what's on my mind? Shout out to the kids who's playing that AAU ball. I hope that you're just not getting exploited, that you're taking advantage of it, because some are you. We'll get into some segments later on down the line this summer. They don't even go to school. They don't experience school. They just play in the summertime and maybe struggle and get their GED. No experience, no people skills, no life skill. What message are we giving our youth, girls and boys? It's over with. It's Monday. We got to sign off. But as always, man, we love you. GL's the G, T-Row, and I'm your host, L Boogie. Get at me at LBoogie15 on the Twitter. We'll see you Friday, 9 p.m. in the asylum. Bless it. One. It wasn't good, nigga. Think about the hood, nigga. The people who ain't never had shit ain't gonna never have shit. Bullshit, cause they still gonna try and manage niggas doing anything like God gon' understand them. But please understand us, niggas with money lost mansions, niggas with nothing lost families, lives lost in traffic, water up to the attic, there goes the stashes. But a nigga got passion, even though the bounce back seeming like magic. Yeah, but call me Siegfried. Watch I turn one key to 100 G. Yeah, dear summer, summer breeze,
Summer, please know I live for you. Throw on the white beater, let back to live for you. A few years I probably hear from you, but now I'm here for you. I know niggas that shed a tear for you, behind bars trying to get to you, and probably never see you. It's that real talk if you ever heard it, homie. Shit hurts so much, might have to hurt you, homie. No commercial, no front, and no curve on it. No cut, tell life, so what? The drought's here, not only white slowed up, the weed slowed up, we can't even roll up. Fuck, put a dent in the money too, but that's the last thing, cause hustle is what we do. But hustle with what? How we getting on? Where he sitting at? What he sitting on? Stand up if you know it's true. The end of the world coming in my city to prove. Damn. And this is after disaster. This ain't rap, this a recap. Stepping off the G4 steel strap. Bust your head in the air, that's a sky cap. Have my car pick me up where I arrive at. Drop the work off, cause it don't go where I reside at. Garbage bags filled up with dollars. Dead presidents gotta dump the bodies. Birdman, as long as we gon' eat, then everybody eat off me. Feet off ground, fingers to the stars, reaching, and I'ma get there through these bars. Believe me, I'm down for the cause. Even when everything paused, I proceeded. I'm a leader, meet the son of your leader. Fuck the world, not the people.